Hi, it's Nikki here. Now in video three, you learned how easily stress can affect each of your feisty four hormones. And in today's video, I'm going to talk about the third big influence on your hormones. It's your environment and the chemicals that you're being exposed to. Now our lives today are much more toxic than ever before. Some of the chemicals we were exposed to have been labeled endocrine disrupting chemicals purely due to their ability to alter your hormone balance, sabotaging your fat loss efforts and draining your energy. Now, some of them have even been labelled obesogens for their ability to promote obesity and fat storage. Now, these aren't chemicals in industrial factories. These are chemicals in the air, water, food, and everyday products that you're probably using all the time, like pesticides on your fruit and veg, plastic water bottles, air fresheners, shampoo, deodorant, body lotion, makeup, nail varnish, hair dye, sun cream, and perfume, and not to mention your household cleaners and laundry products. It's everywhere. So let's have a look at how your environment can affect your feisty four, right? Well, for cortisol, toxins are a big stress on the body. And when the body feels threatened, it stimulates the release of cortisol to keep it safe. So we've heard how too much cortisol affects all your other hormones and can cause all sorts of symptoms. Now, insulin, how does the environment impact your insulin? Well, studies have shown that exposure to these endocrine disrupting chemicals can damage the cells in your pancreas that produce insulin, and they can also disrupt the action of insulin itself, making your body more prone to storing fat instead of burning it and increasing the risk of diabetes. How does your environment impact your thyroid? Well, these endocrine disrupting chemicals have been shown to impair your thyroid hormones, making your metabolism slow and therefore contributing to the weight gain, fatigue, brain fog, anxiety, hair loss, digestive issues, and other thyroid symptoms. How does the environment affect your estrogen? Well, many of these endocrine disrupting chemicals contain fake estrogens that act like your own estrogen, attaching to your cell receptors and causing disruption. Now, studies have linked these chemicals with all sorts of hormone conditions, such as early puberty, infertility, endometriosis, miscarriage, and some estrogen-driven cancers. Now, I know it's a bit depressing, and I know what you're thinking. You can't live in a bubble. Chemicals are everywhere. So how can you possibly avoid them? Well, you obviously can't avoid them completely, but there are lots of ways to minimize your exposure, and I'm going to be covering those very soon. So if you've got some time today, check out the blogs below, particularly my blog on hormone disrupting chemicals. Otherwise, if you haven't got time, don't worry, I'll be sending you a reminder email tomorrow where we'll be going into the final big influence on your feisty four, and you're going to be surprised how doing something that's really good for you might not be as good as it seems. See you then.